Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Welcome, good morning, and happy Independence Day, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian, nationalist patriots. It is the 4th of July, a little bit of a Jeremy Dodge with his rock and roll patriot music bringing us into the show. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Happy 4th of July, and happy Trump Tuesday on top of it. And if there was anybody that could represent the United States of America on the 4th of July, it would have to be Trump. So it's a fitting day for the 4th to land on.
President Trump, the patriot.
That's right.
The one who was rightfully elected to the Oval Office.
Yes.
And the victim of a coup.
That's right.
So, we're staying true to Trump Tuesday. An appropriate day for Trump Tuesday to land on.
You're going to have difficulty in a second.
All right. But yeah, it is. It's great. Time with family, time with friends, and the barbecue and all that great stuff. Remember, the price that was paid for us to have this country to begin with.
That's right.
All the blood that's been shed to keep it.
Yep.
And we're not going to let it go on our watch.
No.
We're not going to let it just go like a whimper into the night.
That's right. And especially not giving it up to liars, communists, people who hate freedom, who hate God, who hate capitalism. They're just, if it'd be one thing to be conquered by an enemy that we are looking up to.
Yeah.
That really had something better to offer than we have right now. Look, through what God blessed us with.
Yep.
But that's not the case. This is, America is the best it gets.
That's right. And anyone who hates God and hates America, there's a country for you, and America ain't it.
That's right.
Leave.
That's right.
Go to Venezuela, go to Cuba, go to China, go to Pakistan, any of these other utopias.
That's right.
That you can go to, get out.
Yeah, you don't have to kick against the goads.
That's right.
It's easier just to go.
You know, Jesus had a message, and when he spoke it, he didn't force it on anybody.
That's
he
right.
said, here's the gospel. Oh, and then when they rejected it, he just walked away.
He brushed his hands and feet off the dust off his feet.
That's right. If you don't like America, go away.
That's right.
That's it. And it's ours. It's our heritage. It's our inheritance.
Right.
It was given to us, and it's to be cherished and guarded, and if it comes to it, fighting for it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So this is a good day, to remember that Christians had to fight for this country. And I don't mean fighting politically. I don't mean fighting with people on social media.
That's right.
They had to load up their muskets and literally fight to the death.
Yeah.
Many of them died for us to have
this country.
And
they lost lots of family members in that fight as well.
Yeah, they lost homes. They lost their wealth. Many of them that were very wealthy died in poverty.
Yep.
They lost their ships. They lost their businesses. They lost their families. And many of them, their lives. And so, today we remember that and the price that was paid for the decision they made. And God bless them. Thank you so much that they did that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. It has been a blessing to us every single year since then. And so that's right, communists. I hope you're all listening. This does not get just taken away from us. And we will not let anybody have it without a fight that they will never forget.
That's right. So we've got lots to cover. This is really exciting, too. How appropriate that the 4th of July is the official opening of the Sound of Freedom.
Yes.
They are blowing Disney away. Disney, their underhanded, sneaky little slimy move. And I'll tell you what, the forces of evil do not want this movie, Sound of Freedom, released.
That's right.
They tried releasing Indiana Jones on the same day to divert traffic and attention away from the Sound of Freedom. They're getting annihilated. 1-3 ratio.
That's right.
People are watching the Sound of Freedom over the Indiana Jones. We won't watch Indiana Jones or anything produced by
Disney.
By
ever.
Disney. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Not going to happen. Which is a shame because, I mean, we grew up on Indiana Jones, right?
I know.
Just such an American classic. But not anymore. Times are, we're not, you know, it's just a line that we've drawn.
Right. And so as of last night, we got to see this and we just have to tell everyone there's two more days of it being premiered across the United States.
Yep.
And let us just tell you all, this is an absolute on your calendar. This is a must see no matter what you have to do to see it.
The more tickets that you buy, the more demand that it creates, and the more movie theaters pick it up.
That's right.
And that's happening. They're running out of movie theaters.
Yep.
Their ticket sales are selling so fast. So we don't want to, you know, ruin it for you because many of you are going to be seeing it today and tomorrow. But we will just say it is definitely a must watch.
That's
for
right.
Every American, every adult, every teenager, like Jim Caviezel says. And we actually have a clip from his interview with Wall Builders with Dan Barton, and I streamed this Sunday night just before we play Wall Builders prior to the weekly Radio Free Redoubt Sunday night podcast, and they were interviewing Jim Caviezel. So I took a snippet of that I want to share with you guys in segment two, and that's overcoming the aversion to seeing it because, oh, it's so heavy and it's so dark and it's,
right.
But it's actually, like he said, it's an uplifting movie, and he explains that better than I can. So
right, and that is such an incredibly important point to make too. And I'm glad that he pointed that out because the heaviness of it will cause a lot of people to turn away. They just can't handle it. And so what he has to say about that, you just have to hear it. It's probably the most crucial point in America's decision to look at this and take it on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
So, without further ado, let's go to the Word of God, the Word of the Day,
that's
Lady
right.
Liberty.
That's right. The Word of the Day for Trump Tuesday and the 4th of July is a continuation from yesterday, the Bible study that we were doing on Saturday, and this is more about God's description of the Eastern Gate in the new millennium. And what we covered yesterday was Psalm 18, verses 15 through 20, where David says, "Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them."
Mm-hmm.
And this is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. And so if you wanted to verify that it is David that is the one that gets to go through that other than the Lord, you can find that in Ezekiel chapter 44, which the whole chapter is titled The East Gate and the Prince,
right,
referring directly to King David. And that is backed up and proven as being him in Ezekiel chapter 34, 23, that says, "And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them, I, the Lord, have spoken." And so that's clearly who he's talking about. And so as this study, it ends up being a full reflection and explanation towards the ultimate example of humility. The study notes from Psalm 118, referring to the gates of righteousness, lead us today to Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11, which read, Now when they drew near Jerusalem to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and he said to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you have entered it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it,' and immediately he will send it here." So they went their way and found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of those who stood there said to them, "What are you doing loosing the colt?" And they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded. So they let them go. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then those who went before those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And Jesus went into Jerusalem and into the temple. So when he had looked around at all things, as the hour was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. And that's it. And the Bible notes describe here that, the fulfillment is the prophecy that this particular passage fulfills comes from Zechariah 9:9. Mm-hmm. And this event took place on the Sunday before the crucifixion that happened on Friday. The fact that the colt that he was riding had never been ridden is of special significance, since objects used for sacred purposes must never have been used for any other reason. And you can find those requirements in Numbers 19:2, Deuteronomy 21:3, and Samuel 6, verse 7.
Which would have made perfect sense to all of the people there involved with that.
Right. They're used to that Jewish account. Tradition and what's required for any kind of use in the temple and any kind of sacrificial animal, any of that. They understand all those rules.
And Jesus using a colt that had never been ridden before meant something to them.
That's
as well.
Right.
It just, it fit.
Right.
It would be like, oh, of course.
Yep.
It makes sense to them.
Right, exactly. And so, from a horse trainer standpoint, I have to say, only Jesus could do that.
Right.
You don't just hop on a colt that's never been trained and just ride that thing right through some screaming crowd, people throwing clothes down before it, make him walk over it and everything. That's called a buck you off in front of a whole crowd scenario.
Right.
Unless you're Jesus. Okay, and then it says he sent two of his disciples, and Jesus went into Jerusalem and into the temple. And so, therefore, he went through the eastern gate on that colt. And so that's the significance there, especially meaning that, the eastern gate is the fulfillment of prophecy that was prophesied nearly 400 plus years prior to that in Zechariah 9:9. And so...
Well, it's also an extension of his whole, the humility that he was showing, that he was demonstrating.
Right, exactly. Because the Bible notes on that part of it say, the Lord of Lords or a rabbi on a colt. This is the prophecy of the Lord's triumphal entry. We find accounts of its fulfillment in all four Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In this, we see how much different man's ways are from God's ways. Men were waiting for the Messiah to be a strong, conquering king, high and exalted, to come and deliver them with an army of mighty men. Instead, what they saw was a meek and lowly rabbi riding on a donkey's colt, attended by a crowd of rejoicing peasants.
Wow.
He did not look at all like a conqueror, yet 1 week later, he had risen from the dead, having conquered death and hell.
Yes.
And so that's so cool.
You know what? What's also kind of cool is not too long ago, you and I had watched a documentary on how Jerusalem was taken and the British or was it British or was one of the Israeli commanders? I thought it was British, though. When he went into Jerusalem, they were cavalry.
Oh, right.
And he was riding his horse.
Right.
And when he got up to the entrance, he got off and walked his horse. And they said, you know, what? Why are you walking? This is your triumphal moment to come in charging on your horse as the commander. He says, no, no, no. He says, this is where the Lord, only the Lord can ride triumphantly into Jerusalem.
Yes.
And I will walk my horse. And of course, I'm paraphrasing, but that really struck me how
reverential it was.
Yes.
Yep.
And the significance of that moment, even to a military commander.
That's right.
You know, and how that still carried through and, you know, showing, like you said, humility, reverence.
Really. Right. Well, and something super cool there that happens with that is the word wealth in my Bible picks out the word lowly. Behold, your king is coming to you lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. And so the word wealth describes lowly, the Hebrew word being praus, which means a humility that is considerate, unassuming, gentle, mild, and meek.
Hmm.
And so, fascinating that it says here that like Messiah, who would use force, like a Messiah who would use force, like they were expecting, that's not what showed up. He was lowly and sitting on a donkey. And Jesus showed a greater power than armed might in that example. The power of a humble wisdom. Those two words go together. Humble wisdom, right? The power of humble wisdom and penetrating love. Meekness is not weakness, but power under perfect control.
That's right.
And so how cool, because that, of course, also brings to mind Matthew 5:5, which reads, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
You guys got your pen and paper while you're listening to this, right? Because there's lots of notes.
Yeah, we're going to go back over it again a little bit tomorrow, especially since it leads into the next verse. But I love that definition in the word wealth, that meekness is not weakness, but power under perfect control, exemplified perfectly by our King.
Yep. Amen to that. Amen. Very good. Well, thank you for that.
Well, praise God.
One more time, the main theme scripture for the day, the word of the day is
Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11.
There we go. Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Praise God.
Well, with that, we'll let it's Jeremy Dodge, rock and roll patriot music. We're playing through the show, so we'll let that take us into the break. And when we come to the other side, we've got some audio clips for you from Trump and Jim Caviezel on Wall Builders. So stay right there, Patriots. We'll be back right after these messages.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
They're going to stop me because I am the only one who can stop them. If these corrupt persecutions of our people succeed, they will complete the takeover of this country. This country will be taken over by these lunatics and destroy your way of life forever.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty on this awesome Independence Day. And those of you who have been supporting us, thank you so very much. If you want to help keep us on the air, we are listener supported. Go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab, and that will open up the page to show you the different ways that you can help support us. And any amount, $5 or $10 or $20 a month, all adds up, and it really means a lot. So thank you guys. All right, Lady Liberty, segment two. Got a couple cool clips lined up here.
We do. And I just have to comment on the one that you played in the break where Trump says, they want to stop me because I'm the only one who can stop them. I have to agree. I mean, well, short of the Lord, right? You know right. what I mean? There's, of yes. course, we're not making any comparison there.
No.
None at all, there is in none. Fact. But just, he's right. As far as an That's elected right. president, he's the only one that can do it. And so
he's the man for the age, that's for sure.
Yep, that's right. Well, God builds people for certain times and places.
That's right.
And so so we've got another clip here. These were all taken from the Pickens, South Carolina rally that he was holding, and that place was packed out, 35,000 within the perimeter,
yes.
and another 40,000 outside the perimeter that wanted to be in there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, 75,000 people all packed there to see him in little old Pickens, South Carolina.
I don't right? know who made the decision either to have Lindsey Graham show up there to speak, but they booed him.
Yep.
Right on out of there, all 75,000 of them.
As they ought to.
Yep, it was awesome. But Trump took the show, of course. That's what it was all about. So here's this clip from Trump.
That's right.
Well, Joe Biden used the DOJ to cover up his own crimes. He ordered his top political opponent, me, arrested. They arrested me right in the middle of our presidential election, which Joe Biden is losing by a lot. By a lot. They rigged the presidential election in 2020. We're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election of 2024. I will direct a completely overhauled DOJ to investigate every radical DA in America for their illegal, racist, and misenforcement of the law. I will immediately terminate every open borders policy of the Biden administration and get back to what it was just 3 years ago, strongest border in history.
And that statement is appropriate for today, especially considering what we're covering with what's going to unravel about the border. I mean, all sorts
oh, yes.
of DOJ, all sorts of everything is going to come to a head over what is going on with this child trafficking thing, the whole thing that
yep.
Jim Caviezel's film is going to be exposing, and probably have an awful lot to do with our elections as well, especially
right.
if we can actually prosecute some of these criminals.
Well, everybody's trying to get a piece of Jim Caviezel right now. He's been doing just a marathon run of interviews. And one of our favorites, Wall Builders, they really go into our American heritage and history and our Christian history. But they had Jim Caviezel on, and they interviewed him about this. And that's worth listening to if you want to go to Wall Builders and listen to that. But I keyed in on this part right here, and this is what I want to share with you. And this is the part where he addresses those who may be hesitant to watch this because it seems like such a dark subject. But this is really an inspirational movie. And he explains how right here.
You know, I know a lot of you are probably thinking, oh, man, I don't want to see a movie about trafficking. Let me explain something. This is an inspirational film.
Yeah.
You know, on Christmas, I'm going to pick a dark film. When you hear the words, It's a Wonderful Life, you know, you think, oh, yeah, it's a happy film. Well, it's actually not. This guy that's going to commit suicide, Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
And he gets saved by an angel. He doesn't see the good he's done in his life. And this angel showed him without him, these people don't live. You know, when you watch this movie, without Tim Ballard, this hero, he became a hero because he did the right thing.
Yeah.
He's basically, it's like the Bible, you know, the story, you know, Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like a pearl. You'd sell everything to gain that one pearl. That's what Tim Ballard did. And without him, these little kids die. So I know some of you say, well, I can't do what Tim did. Well, but what is your purpose in this life? What is my purpose? And I weaponized by a whole culture by, you know, showing a Jesus that we had never seen before and what really happened to him and really changed a lot of lives. Yes, it was worth the pain and suffering it took to do this film, but I felt like if we all take a part in this, we can really do a number to this world's devil, which is in this trafficking. And it's far bigger than that, but this is the beginning of it.
Yeah.
And we started, and the line that we use over and over in the film, that God's children are no longer for sale. Amen. And when God tells you to do something, you don't hesitate.
Amen. Well, I'm so glad you addressed that about, because my wife said the exact same thing after we saw it. She's like, so many people need to see this that I think will be afraid to go see it because they're afraid of the emotional drain and the difficulty of dealing with this topic, and they have no idea that it's an inspirational movie. And so you use exactly the right word. It's actually an inspirational movie that shows you that lives can be saved and what a difference it makes when we're willing to do that.
The public has to be awakened to the fifth generation war. We are at war.
Yeah.
But this is the war that has to be fought and must be won.
Amen.
We cannot lose our republic, and we certainly cannot hand over our children.
Amen to that. And this is just one aspect of it. You know, we're talking about child trafficking, right?
Yep.
But what they're doing in our public schools is handing our children over to Satan.
Yes,
and the
exactly.
satanic agenda as well.
I
mean, this fight needs to be on every front because the schools are preparing the children for what they're right now have to force children to do through trafficking. They're trying to get them to do willingly through indoctrination.
That's right.
Right here in our own schools, in our own culture, and to wash my tongue, Disney. What I really wanted to say, but
right.
Anyway, well, we're out of time, and you guys just have a blessed day out there. You be safe and join us tomorrow morning. We'll be talking more about this movie throughout the week. So join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a fantastic 4th of July and a tremendous Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.